Somebody to help me just declare that tonight.
Ignite my fire, Lord.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, Glory be to God. Good morning, good morning. Where's my willing women this morning? Where's my willing men this morning that's crying out to the Lord and asking him to consume them? Consume them with his Holy Ghost power. Where are you at this morning? Wherever you're at right now, just ask God, cry out to him. Cry out and let him know that you need him on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Let God know that you cannot go any further without him, that you surrender everything to him right now, whether it's early in the morning, whether it's noonday. Let God know that you need him. Sometimes we just have to cry out to the Lord with nothing else being said, just to cry out to him. As again and again and again, God examines our hearts. God knows exactly what we need, but he wants us to voice it. He wants us to make a noise, whatever it may be. Where are you at on today? Where are you at? If you need God, just cry out. Cry out, as the songwriter said. Let the Holy Ghost give yourself away and allow the Holy Spirit to consume you, because he is willing. He is able. He loves us unconditionally, unfailingly, and has proven it on so, so, so many levels. Cry out to God this morning. Let it go and ask him to fill you up. Fill you up. And then when you cry some more and you let it out, let him continue to pour into you. Let this be a new beginning for you, a new dawning, and you be consumed by the Holy Ghost. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it. Receive what God has for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say again, good morning to each and every last one of you. The song selections for the last couple of days just has been opening up the doors, the paveways to allow the Holy Spirit to come in. God minister up to us in different ways all the time. He opens up the portals. All we need to do is be ready and available to go into them. That's exactly what he does, and that's exactly how the Holy Spirit has been moving this week. He has been picking song choices to put you in a place. So as long as you're coming with a clear mind, a clean heart, and ready in a place to receive, just know God is here. His Spirit is here, all over the place. His Spirit is everywhere, all over the place. So again, I say good morning as we get ready to enter into prayer and to go into the areas that God will have us to go to on this morning. And by the way, I would just like to go back and recap on yesterday. The Spirit of the Lord was just so powerful. Even after the fact, it was just so powerful. One of my sons just came and fell to his feet and just started opening up. He was able to receive what God had for him at that moment and at that time. And that's exactly what God is looking for. He's looking for people that's going to receive the words of God. He's looking for people that's in a place where they're ready to surrender and ready to repent. That's where God is. That's the people that he's looking for right now. On today, I'm not even going to say a season, because it's something we should do so freely, just because he lives and we can face tomorrow. So I'm just so grateful of the Holy Ghost for what it did on yesterday, the breakthrough that came through yesterday. And I'm just so grateful for just the obedience of Apostle Temple doing what the Holy Spirit, coming out of the norm. Like he said, it's not a normal thing to do, and I'm just grateful that he's not one of those people that gets stuck on traditional, but he's moved by the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what each and every last one of us to do, need to do. As we go into prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on this morning, Father God, for the new day, the new beginning, Lord Jesus. And as we go on, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace, Lord Jesus, but your Holy Ghost power, Father God. As we continue on to this broadcast, Lord Jesus, we ask you to move any and everything, Father God, that's not of you, Father God, anything, Lord Jesus, that's holding people down, anything that's weighted, Father God, that's heavy laden, Father God, the burdens of life, Father God. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to remove it, Father God. Put each and every person that's on this line, Father God, in a place, Father God, to receive, Lord Jesus. Open up the portals, Father God, of heaven, Lord Jesus, and let whatever that's needed on this line this morning to be just poured down, Lord Jesus, and place everyone, Father God, in a position where they receive it, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father God, and who we are to you, Lord Jesus, because you prove to us each and every day, Lord Jesus, that we are somebody special, Father God. We are somebody special, Lord Jesus, because you keep waking us up in the morning, Father. Darkness on our way, Father God. You keep meeting us just where we're at, Father God. And we just thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the people that you have put in place, Lord, to make this happen, Father God, to make the words, your words go across the internet, Father God, into international waters, Father God, into other states, Lord Jesus, here locally, Father God. You're allowing your messages to go through, Father God, and we thank you and we love you for that, Father God, because, Lord, you could easily turn your back on us, but you don't, Lord. You continue to push us, keep pulling us, Father, giving us opportunity after opportunity, Lord Jesus, to get it right, Father God, to abide in you, Father God, to trust you, Lord Jesus, to believe in you, Lord Jesus, and to surrender our all to make you our Lordship, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name for that, Father God. We sing praises to you, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the honor and all the glory because we could never repay you. We could never repay you for the love, for the forgiveness, for everything that you give us on a daily, Lord. All we have to do is we put ourselves in a place to act, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, we thank you also, Lord, that the doors that you open, Father God, that no man, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation is, can close them, Father God. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for continually, Lord Jesus, offering us to have a personal relationship with you, Father God, not a surface relationship, Father God, not one that we're here today and gone tomorrow, Father, but a forever relationship, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. May have not wanted to get up and get on the line this morning, Father God, but they made the sacrifice, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those, Father God, that has already made a conscious decision, Lord, and are seeking you, Father God, to learn more. They're sitting and studying the word day and night, meditating, Lord Jesus. They're receiving the things that you, the words that you have for them, the instructions, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, Lord, and your grace, Father God. We just thank you on this morning, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we continue on the broadcast, Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Father God, to let the words of our mouth be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. Let us not put I in it, Father God, but we let your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us, Father God. Not second guess anything, Father God, but come to you with boldness and confidence, Father God, knowing and knowing and knowing exactly what you have to say, Father God, the message or the words that you want to come forward, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for all things, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for things that we don't even know about, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare, Father God, that today will be a never prosperous, I use the word a never prosperous day in our life, Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be overcomers, Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be victorious, Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to look through your eyes, Father God. We decree and declare that we will continue to be steadfast and unmovable, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as we shout, as we wail out to you on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you on this morning, Lord. We can never say thank you enough, Father God. So as I end this prayer, Lord Jesus, I will out to you. Everybody on this line this morning, Father God, letting you know that we need you in some aspect of our lives, Father God. Without you, we are absolutely nothing, Father God. So as we come to your throne room this morning, Father God, leaving everything at the table, cast your cares unto the Lord before you go any further. Right now, cast them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just thank you and we praise your holy name. Holy Spirit, just consume us, Father. Just pour. Open the portal of heaven and pour down. Meet everybody where they're at on this morning. As we know, God will sit and he will put forth what needs to be done, and that's what he did yesterday. And like I said, it was just a beautiful experience for me, beautiful enough for me to jot it down in my journal. And just wanting to be there. Sometimes you be in a place that you want to get back there. And I ask God to just let me get there so easily. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to whatever. And with that, I know that I have to continue my personal walk with him, my personal relationship. I may even have to increase my studying habits, my prayer life, my fasting, my consecration. But whatever it is, I'm in a place where I'm ready to do so. And I pray and hope that each and every last one of you that's on this line, and if you're not on the line and you know someone that's in a place where they're ready to just prosper in the Lord, I'm not talking about prosper financially. I'm not talking about prosper mentally. I'm talking about prospering, moving forward with the Lord. So he will be glorified through your life. Then tell them about it. Tell them about the experiences that you are receiving on morning and night services with ADM. So again, I just had to throw that out there because God is just so good. He is so good and he's so amazing. Even if he does not, I don't see him manifest every single day in my life the way that most people looking for things. He manifests just because he wakes me up. He manifests just because he gives me breath. He manifests because the blood that he sheds will never lose its power, and that we have the ability to speak to things, life or death, in our situations. And I made a conscious decision to speak life. Even when I feel like I'm defeated, I still have the knowing and the ability and now a consciousness that when a situation is a certain way, I speak life. When life throw curveballs, I speak life. When people sit and do things to me that before I would sit and just hold it in, I speak life. I have the conversation with God and let him know exactly how I feel about things. And I can't fix it, but I need you to fix it. I speak life, positive vibes only, nothing negative. If it's negative, I can't talk to you. If it's negative, you can't get in my ear gate, because I choose God. And I want to prosper, not just spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. And that this is where I want to be. And I pray that each and every one of you, because it's a good place to be. It is a good place to be with God and allowing him, his Holy Spirit, his consuming holy power to move you and to lead you. Today we want to, my minister-elect Monica, and I'm not quite sure if Apostle Temple will come in today, but we want to speak, come out of the book of Ruth. And most people, when they come out of the book of Ruth, they're talking about how Ruth met Boaz and how she married Boaz, a financially wealthy man. During his time and things like that. But on today, her meeting her Boaz, that's a good thing, but that's a whole nother segment. Today we want to talk about her personal relationship that she chose to have with God. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about during the times where everything had been failed through. For her mother-in-law, for her sister-in-law, and they had nowhere to go, nobody to depend on, because their sources in life had been pulled, they had been died. But what the sister-in-law, Orpah, she decided to go back to her gods with the S, plural, but Ruth decided to stay with Naomi and follow her God, which was Yahweh. And the key verse that stuck out to me that we want to talk about today is Ruth, and it says, but Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything bad, anything but death to separate us." And that's Ruth 1, verses 16 and 17. And as I was talking to my sister Monica about this, we were just talking about the story and all. It's such a powerful story to me personally. And I'm not going to get into that because it's a teaching about it. But sometimes life, as I say, will throw you curveballs, and you will get in the midst of people, and you may think that those people are the right people for you. And God will sit and tell you no. And then he will put the right people in the place in your face. And no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, once you choose him, like Ruth did, Ruth chose Yahweh. She didn't choose ever God. She didn't choose ever people. She didn't choose ever things. She told Naomi, "I'm going to choose your God." And she built a personal relationship. She was willing to risk it all, not knowing what tomorrow would bring, not even knowing at that second what life was going to bring for her. But she made a conscious decision, choose Yahweh, the God of Israel. She made a choice to serve him, to give her everything to him. But the beauty of it, and then I'm going to turn it over to Minister-elect Monica. The beauty of it is she didn't have the personal relationship that her mother-in-law Naomi had with God. And my point of it, in case you don't hear my voice again, my point of it is sometimes in life, you may not have that personal relationship with God, but God will steer you into the right position, the right place, the right people that are connected. I mean, completely connected, where it shows in their life. It speaks, what their words that come out of their mouth is equal to their actions. And this is how the development of the relationship starts. Then it's up to you, as that person nurture you, person or persons nurture you, to then move into where God will have you to be. And that's exactly what happened with Ruth. Ruth did not. Ruth said, I choose your God. She made a conscious decision, but she wasn't connected to him at the time. Naomi was the plug. Naomi was the plug, the power surge at that time. But as life goes on, sometimes may be our plug, but not maybe. He is my plug, and as he's my plug, as I connected to that power surge and received the teaching, received the nurturing, the irrigation system, as my sister Monica would say, it drew me. It opened up portals and pathways for me to go into the place where I then was able to develop my own personal relationship. It gave me the tools. God equipped me to start my own truth. I'm not talking about a relationship where it's here and there. I'm talking about a true relationship. I'm talking about where exposure comes and God starts pulling things out the closet, and you sitting there looking all crazy, or people start coming and saying things that they didn't switched around, but you still sitting there looking crazy because you got a relationship with God, because you realize that that's where God placed you. You realize that God, your prophecy that God may have told you 10 years ago is right in your face. When he said and say, I will send you a couple. And this is where Ruth realized who her power source was and where she would get her beginning from. And I sit and say to you all today, recognize where your beginning is. Recognize where you're meeting God at. Recognize who God has put before you so he can pull you in a little bit closer. Turning it over to you, Minister-elect Monica.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, y'all. I got tears in my eyes because this book of Ruth, it spoke to me because it is something that I have experienced, and I want you all to understand the concept of how this young lady drew to a woman of God that was her mother-in-law. Not by blood, but by marriage, this woman was able to make a difference in her life when she had decided to follow the Lord. She found something in Naomi that she was determined to hold on to, and she knew that if she held on to that thing, she would be blessed, that she was content with holding on to God through Naomi, because Naomi did what? She poured into her. She gave her what she had never received before, not even from her parents in her homeland, not from her culture. She was actually leaving everything she knew. Once her husband had died, all she had was this mother-in-law, no children, no nothing. But this mother-in-law, this woman of God, Naomi, was able to open her eyes and give her wisdom and give her direction. And see, when God spoke through Naomi to Ruth, Ruth recognized that she was compelled to do what Naomi was saying. And it was an awesome thing to me, because when I told y'all it was personal, because right now it just reminds me of me being Ruth, determined to stay with God, to seek this God, to know God. But I made a conscious decision to do so, but I knew I needed help. This was many years ago, y'all, but the help that I needed could only come from the Lord. So I prayed God. I prayed to God, and I asked God to send me somebody to help me see what it looks like, see what a woman of God looks like, to help me figure out some of these things in his word, to help me understand that his ways are higher than my ways, and to help me live for him. And that's when I prayed my sister Nita into my life, y'all. And when I tell you I prayed this woman into my life, I prayed her into my life for guidance and standing on the things of God that I could not understand that I was going through in this world, y'all. And that thing is so powerful because Naomi had to do some things and tell her some things that Ruth would never understand, but God was speaking through Naomi. God was using Naomi, and it used her to the point that Ruth was ultimately blessed. Ruth was so blessed that Ruth ended up marrying not just the wealthy man, but the man that would give her the great-great-grandson, David. Think about it. Ruth was the great-great-grandmother of David. And you know what bloodline that means she's in? Her and Boaz gave birth to one of God's men after his own heart. And I thought that was a powerful thing to know, that her being obedient to her mother-in-law who served the Lord, and she just would not give up and run home to her homeland like her sister-in-law did. She held on to that woman. And by holding on to that woman, she held on to God. And that gave her the ability to be blessed beyond her imagination. She didn't know where she was going in following Naomi, but she was willing to go because she knew wherever Naomi was going, she was going after a God that she wanted to be under. She wanted to love the Lord the way Naomi loved the Lord. And that was a powerful impression that Naomi made on her daughter-in-law. And that determination that Ruth had, that is a determination that we should all have, that we should hold on to God by ever what means. And God will send us people in our lives to help us get to understand some of the things that we can't figure out on our own. And when we're doing that one-on-one relationship with him and we pray fervently for people, good people to be put in our path, to water our seeds, to actually minister to us and lead us into the things of God, that is a powerful prayer to pray because, see, that shows that you have a willing heart. So on today, I've shared a very private but special part of my life with you about how Sister Evangelist Elect Nita was my Naomi. And as I thank God for her, I just want you to know that there are other people in the world that's going to come into your life, and they're going to come and go like seasons. Some are going to be there for seasons, and some are going to be there for reasons. But guess what? We're connected in a body of people that are able, that are capable, that God is using, and he will help us find him, even if it takes him bringing somebody along to hold your hand along the way. And I love the way that Naomi actually gave her wisdom and understanding in a loving way, because she wanted her to go home to her family and be okay. And she said, you deserve better. But see, Ruth was smarter than that. She had a spiritual understanding. She had a knowing. She had a knowing in her soul that this is where I need to be. And here I'll die with you, because I will live where you live and serve the God you serve. Now that is determination to change and throw away everything of your past and give it up for another chance in a new direction toward the one true living God that Naomi serves. And I just love to also to tell y'all how it's important to not just take anybody into your life and circle, but at the end of the day, when you pray for God to do something, expect it and believe it, because it happened for me. And I just ask that you consider how blessed Naomi and Ruth was, because they united. We're talking about an older woman that had no means of supporting herself and a young woman that had all the strength and determination to go out there and work the fields to support her and her mother-in-law. But see, that union was really blessed, because guess what? The older lady had been walking with God. The older lady had the wisdom and the understanding and let God minister to her. And she poured that same living water that God poured into her, she poured it into Ruth. And look at what happens. Look at what happens when God pours into people. What happens when God pours into you? Are you going to be a mentor to someone, or are you going to allow God to mentor you through someone else? It's all about being used by God. And I just love that concept. And I know what I'm talking about because I lived it. When I tell you my sister Nita, she became a midwife because I was already sold for the Lord. But see, she birthed something in me. She birthed a boldness about what I'm going to do with my spiritual gifts. She birthed that thing in me. And I thank God to this day that I had the sense enough to pray that people are like her, and other people that has been in ministry around me have been pouring into my life, and they've been actually watering my seed. So just be mindful that you have to ask God and have a willing heart for him to make you change.
Amen. And I just want to piggyback off of what Minister Elect Monica said, because when she told me that and told me that she had prayed me to her, at that point in time, I did feel like that I was just this person into God because I had a relationship. But even then, my relationship was surface. But when she told me that, I grasped that concept. I grasped that concept, and I remember, because I was at a place where I just felt so defeated and didn't know where I wanted to go or what I was doing. I stayed out of the church for 3 years. I stayed out of the church for 3 years, and the church became the Word Network, and TBN became my church. But then I remember talking to Monica, and she reminded me, well, I prayed and asked God to send me somebody that we can learn together and walk and talk together. So I used that concept. I went before the Lord and I asked him to pray me into a place where I could learn more and not just learn. See, you got to be to a place where you really want to learn. You want to learn the unadulterated truth. You don't want to learn the things that people sit and get on the pulpit and say every day just because. You don't want a just because learning. You want a learning that's going to resonate deep down in your soul, that's going to consume your soul, your spirit, your mind, your everything. And I had to pray. And I not only did I have to pray, our conversation took me back into my many of journals. And I had to go back and remind God the word that he gave me. And he sent me to a place. He sent me to ADM. And then when I got to ADM, two Sundays later, I met Bishop Davis, and he walked up to me and he said, you're not sure if you're supposed to be here, but the Lord told me to tell you this is your place. You need to stay here no matter what. And I'm going to tell you, my baby jumped and leaped in my stomach, because, see, just him telling me that was a confirmation that I was really hearing from God. And I grabbed hold to, well, I grabbed hold to the concept. I grabbed hold to ADM, even though the road has not been easy, even though people will sit and come in and try to sever what God has for you. You have to still hold on and trust God. And when you holding on and you're seeing where God has placed you, that means your faith starts to build. Your personal faith starts to build with God. Your relationship starts to get deeper with God. The word that's coming out of the mouth of the man or the woman of God, whoever God is using to at that time, becomes personal to you, because you know what you've asked God. You know where you're trying to go in God. You know that you're going to you may have to take some beating, some whoopings. The life may sit and throw you the curveballs that I spoke about earlier. But when you get to a place that nothing else matters, she said, I will live, I will die. Where you live, I will live. Where you die, I will die. That's my concept. That's my concept. Because, see, she was in a place where she realized that God was the head. She realized no matter what their circumstance, what they were going to eat, where they was going to stay, that she was going to follow Naomi, because she saw something in Naomi. It had to be. It had to be. It does not speak about it in the Bible, but living the experience, it had to be, because she was around a person that was constantly pouring out, not pouring out no matter what, pouring out when your name been slandered, pouring out when people been stabbing you in the back, pouring out the blessings that's received. You're not holding on to them. You are pouring them out. And see, that's the conscious decision that I made. I made to stay in a place that was going to nurture me, that was going to guide me and lead me. And it did not matter. And it does not matter. I'm not going to use past tense. It does not matter what man comes and tries to break up, because I realize what man will plant for make evil, God turns it into good. When you can open up your eyes as Ruth did and realize that I have to stay, I have to hold on to this power surge. I have to hold on to this person that's going to, that has shown me the love throughout the time that I was married to her son, that didn't just immediately throw me to the cave. And when I sat and told her no, I wasn't gonna go, she just pushed me and said, "No, you cannot go." She still allowed me to come hold on. That's where you need to be. Each and every person that's under the sound of my voice need to be, because that some people have problems with just learning and receiving what they learn. You have to be rooted into a place where people don't just speak, but they walk the walk, and they talk the talk, and their actions show you. I can sit and say, Naomi and those went into another land because of a famine. We right now in COVID-19, and I guarantee you nobody locally, and even into other states, cannot sit and say that the man and woman of God of ADM, God has not used them to be a provider. He has not used them, to supply people needs when they don't know where they're going, where they're gonna get whatever, where their needs are coming from. And all of this happens when you develop a personal relationship with God. So if you are not in a place, which we all should be, we may have some new listeners on the line this morning. You may need to go and tell somebody else that you need to be in a place. If you are unsure, number one, make a conscious decision that you are going to serve God, the one and only God. Number two, be in a place where you are ready, even in your weakness, even when things seem not to go anywhere, that you are going to be unmovable, steadfast. Don't care. Don't pay attention to all, even if it's negative. Do not pay attention, because you realize at that point in time, that's where God has you. This is where God is choosing to build you, to mold you, to nourish you. And number three, be in a place that you are willing. You have to be in a willing place, a place where you sitting and saying, God, I'm going to let everything go, and I'm going to trust you, because I've made this decision. And when things get so heavy and chaotic, you don't sit and just throw in the towel, because then what happens? You got to go back around all over again. Get yourself in a place as Ruth did. Hold on. And listen. Listen to instructions. Listen to directions. Receive what God has for you. Receive it, because it's no mistake. It's called a divine appointment. A divine appointment. See, we get so caught up, get upset when we not constantly always being praised. You don't need to be praised. God needs to get the praises. You need to be in a place where you're willing to take chastisement. I hear you. Take chastisement and move it on. Move on. And still stay in a happy place. And know that chastisement is coming from the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the person that's giving you the chastisement is already plugged with God. God is not going to put us in a place. I'm repeat that. God is not going to put us in a place for failure. It is God's desire for for us to prosper, puts us in a place for prosperity, physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, spiritually. He puts us in a place. It's a divine appointment. You have to be willing and able to sit in and receive it. No, first of all, identify it. Identify that. Would you think that, sister? It has to be identified first, that where they are supposed to be. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely right, because the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that there are a lot of people on this line today that are in dry places. And God said, come out of them dry places, come to his living water, and that you have to make that decision by identifying, like she said, identify that you are in a dry place. You stay in there because you don't know no better, but God says there's a better place for you, and that you have to pray a prayer, that you have to have a determination that you will allow God, yes, have a willing heart to allow God to bring you out of that dry place. Now, that dry place was not meant for you, because, see, God is a God that pours living water. And, see, there's no more water where you at. Listen to me, people. If I'm talking to you, it's time for you to get on your knees and ask God to bring you into that new change. It's time for a change. It's time for you to travel, pick up your bags, and get ready to go and move like Ruth moved. She was ready to go whichever way God sent her and Naomi. She was willing to go, and she had no idea where they were going, but she had a willing heart. Have that willing heart to let God change your life. Have that willing heart to let God do some things that you may not expect or even understand, but be able to go. Go out of those dry places, people. It's time for you to move on. It's time for you to have a change in your life, whether it's your career, whether it's your hometown you're living in, whether it's a relationship you're in. You have to get up and move out of those dry places. And guess what? There are going to be people of God where you're going. There are going to be people of God standing around with buckets and buckets of water, buckets of that living water, because, see, there are vessels that God is going to pour his holy water through. His living water is going to flow through them into you as well. And if you're not one of the people that need the water, then you must be a vessel that's carrying water. And we got to unite. We got to bring the people that are in the drought to the people that got the plug, that got the access to the living water. So the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you guys that are in dry places, walk away from that job. Walk away from that bad relationship. Walk away from that lifestyle that is not of God. Whatever it is, be ready to go, because he's ready to move on your word, on your willingness to make that conscious decision to pray this prayer, because it's going to be a powerful prayer, and it's one of the most powerful prayers you will ever pray. But be ready for God to move on it. So have a willing heart and a sincere heart when you make this prayer. But expect and know that God is taking you out of a dry place to a place of abundance. Amen.
And I can attest to that again, because when me and Monica, when it was the time for a separation, God had already showed us. He had already let us know how different things, but the prophecy was that we would meet up again. And I'm not talking about meet up in the physical. I'm talking about meet up in the spiritual. And we have met up again under the headship, the leadership of ADM. God, again, it's a divine appointment. If you're someplace today, and you feel that you're in a dry place spiritually and you need a home, come on over to ADM. I'm not sitting here, I'm not boosting them up. I'm not sitting and telling you to leave your church home. I'm just telling you to pray a prayer to God and realize that he will put you in a place, not put you. He will plant you in a place that you will be nurtured, that the water, the living water will continuously to come. The daily bread will be provided to you. Your needs, God told the disciples in Matthew, don't worry about where you're going to live, what you're going to eat, where you're going to lay your head. When I sit and tell you, if the lines was open, it would just be repetitively calls coming in to attest to that people that are in ADM right now, even those that may have erroneously or made whatever decisions they made to do whatever, can attest to what God has. And that comes from the couple, the man and woman of God, trusting and believing and making Jesus Christ their Savior, following the instructions. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And once you tap into someone, some, a place, whatever it is, then God is going to start working on you. Why is he going to start working on you? Because that person, those people that he's put in place are going to make sure that they continue to nurture you. They're continue. And then if you fall on bad ground, if your seed fall on bad ground and you become a weed and that weed start growing up into an entanglement where it's causing confusion, then guess what's going to happen? Then you made a bad decision or something about you wasn't in a place where it was supposed to be. Because when God makes divine appointments, he makes no mistakes. You are going to learn something. You are going to be blessed. You are going to prosper if you allow. My whole entire life, going on 3 years now, has changed. Has changed. I was in that dark place, did not know where I was going to go, did not know what I was going to do, but I prayed the prayer. I prayed the prayer. And then I went as far as Gideon. I asked for a sign. God, is this where you want me to go? I had just got my son a car, and it was in California. I said it had no way of getting it back here because he was away in college. I said, God, if this is if I'm supposed to go to this church, ADM, then I need a ride. I need you. My son's car was delivered to me. My son's car traveled all the way from California into South Fulton, Georgia. I can get to that place. Tell me, can somebody say for me who did it? God did it. Can somebody sit and say divine appointment? And y'all will hear the story from either First Lady or Apostle. When I sit and tell you that day, I walked up in there and I'm sitting there and this, as he called himself, the bald head preacher, got up there and start speaking the word. I'm sitting there and I'm just turning and I'm twisting or whatever, because see, God will put you in a place that where you will be bothered immediately. He will identify. I know each and every last one of us have been on a been someplace and we feel like the sermon is about us. And I sat and I said, okay, God, I hear you. The next week I went. Now, all it took was two Sundays, and that's when I was approached by Bishop Davis. But see, God had already told me. It was just a confirmation. God had already told me years ago. It was just a confirmation. It was just a confirmation because I had made a conscious decision. I chose to leave everything else behind. I was that willing person. I was welling out to God, telling him I need somebody because my life's spiraling out of control, Father God. I don't want to go back where I came from, Father God. I don't want to live the way I used to live, Father God. I'm tired of that. And trust and believe, I can transparently say it wasn't easy and it's still not easy. It's still not. Day by day, I pick up my cross. I ask God to remove things because sometimes I stumble and go right back in the same place. But God has people in my life that will continually pull me through, whether it's through correction, whether it's through love, whether it's through a blessing, that's where God wants me to be. I have identified that these are the people that God chooses to nurture me no matter what, no matter what goes on, no matter what, no matter, it's no motive behind it. The motive, my motive is that it's what God said, and that's what it should be. It's what God said. And that's what it should be. It's what God said, and that's what it should be. Nobody, nothing can sit and deter me. Why? Because my relationship with God, because my trust in God, because my belief in God. It's no motive. It's no hidden agendas. It's open. It's transparent. God, I need you to, I need you and I want you to use me. I need you to teach me, Lord. I need to be used by you, Father God. As you pour into me, Lord Jesus, I want to pour into somebody should have each and every last one of us today. Because Ruth and Naomi was in a place where they had nowhere to go. And yes, Boaz came, and God used him to be the person to help them, to groom them, to nurture them. Naomi and Boaz was that person to be there for Ruth. Find and identify. Ask God. Cry out to him. Don't be so ashamed to ask God, where do I need to be? Where do I need to go? Send me, Lord, to where I need to be so you can nurture me, so you can clean me up, Lord Jesus. And when you clean me up, Father God, then your irrigation system get into place. And I'm watered, I'm fed, Father God. And sometimes, Lord Jesus, when I'm growing, Father God, I may need to be pruned, Lord Jesus, because something didn't go right, Lord Jesus. I had a bad season, Lord Jesus, and I didn't fully develop, Lord Jesus. But I'm asking you, Father God, to let me stay. I'm planted, Lord Jesus, but I want to grow up, Father God. And as I'm growing up, Lord Jesus, I want to sprout out. I want to blossom as well, Lord Jesus. Ask God, because that's where Ruth is. Ruth didn't ask. She made a statement. She made a statement that she, her God, Naomi God, God of Yahweh, the only God, would be her God. No longer would she sit and she would serve gods, plural, but she would serve only one true, unadulterated God. So whatever it is that may be hindering, whatever it is that may be clogging you up, whatever obstacle that may be in your way that's keeping you from being in a place where you're willing, not willing to sit and say, I will serve only one God, that I will serve God, the God, my provider, the God of my peace. Just ask yourself, what is it that I need to do? Because God will make a divine appointment for you, and you want to be in a place. You should be sick and tired of going through the same thing, sick of tired of hearing things that's not true, sick of tired of no movement, no prospering, just sitting here doing the same thing where every day you just feel like your life is the same. You see no enjoyment. You see nothing going on differently in your life. We're asking you on today, identify where you're at. And if you are in that dry place, cry out to the Lord. Ask him to show you. And once he shows you, receive what he tells you. And I will sit and say that a difference will be made. Put yourself under somebody that's going to nurture you in the name of Jesus. And we close this today, and we pray that we help somebody on today identify that God is a God that will put you where you need to be. All you need to do is trust him, allow your faith to start building on whoever he has over you. We love you. We will see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Just try God, because your life will be much better. Identify where God wants you to be and who he wants you to be. In Jesus' name, amen. You all have a great day.